Der Dammwäsche, die der Gerz, wie das Auge deiter, du hast uns sah, bis ich habe ich. Wenn du mit, wie Adamret, Admotim Shiasir, du hast sie verwäsche, du lei, wo sie schoffi, ich bin du abwäsche, du, hilfe, wo sie schoffi, hey. Because, so the maximum is young, that the whole, that there is no, there are no hair-like substances in the esophagus itself. And where do the hair-like substances begin? The hair-like substances begin in the woman, not in the esophagus. And still it says, tefach, the veishet some of the characters, that the lowest tefach, let's say, assuming that this is the veishet, this is the veishet, this is the lowest tefach of the veishet. So that means, so the stomach begins after that. So that means that from here to here, so that's considered like a woman. And when the bilai begin? After the end of the patient, the bilai begin. So that means now, and since Rav says that veshat tefach b'veishet some of the cats, if this is the whole patient, and that's the lowest tefach of the patient, so that's called Kerasaplimi, and he calls it Tefal Bevation, some of the guys. So in other words, it's innovation, and still it is called Kerasaplimi. It's called Kerasaplimi. So the villi don't appear here, for the villi appear here. And so that it will follow that you can share in the Kerasaplimi too. Because he says, Bimato at Kamo at Kinishiyasu. So when did the villi start appearing? Only beneath the whole Beishet. And this Tefach in the Beishet is in the Keres HaPnimi. And this Tefach does not have any villi. So that means that you can share the Keres HaPnimi. That's inconceivable. So, Gustav Leid was on service of Beishet. We will need it. We are Tamret, Admir Kim Shiyashu. That's it, Aveishet. Kuli Motsi Shofi. Vichim Dila Aveishet tu. Heiche Motsi Shofi. So the Gemara says, Eime Tefach Bikeres Somuch Leveishet. Zeu Keres Atnim. In other words, it doesn't mean that the less Tefach in the Veishet is the Keres Atnim. The Veishet is the Veishet. But it means, here is the end of the Veishet, and then here begins the stomach of the Behemoth. So, the first Tefach in the stomach, that's Kerasachnim. That's Kerasachnim. So, the male and in the Haname, the villi don't appear in the whole patient. The villi start appearing after the patient, below the patient, the villi, the hair like substances. So, the male, he can share up to here. But that's not a Kerasachnim. That's just the lower end of the patient. Amen. The Rabbikere is somewhat elevation. Zero Kerasachnim. Eime, Rashi, Tefer Keres Oblesh, Dein Tefach Kishi Shal Keres, Abi Keres Atnim, Un Kubose Bimash, Un Kishi Un Nergo Bumokim Ameitza, Bin Tzawi Sachose, Koro Ipnim, Vichol Shor HaKeres, Koro Masnis Nachitzeno, Vim Nidenes Bikri Asrube. Now the question is, why is it all? It's one stomach. Yes, there are four stomachs in the Behemo. But we are dealing with the first stomach, the woman of the Behemo. So why is the first stomach of the behemoth divided into the Keres HaPnimi and the Keres HaChitzeni and different halachas? Let's say, in the Keres HaPnimi, that means the first tefach. Let's say, here is the end of the Beishet, and then let's say the stomach comes. So the first tefach, from here to here, is Keres HaPnimi. And then from here to here, let's say, yeah, my hand is the stomach. So the first tefach is the Keres HaPnimi. And then after that is the Keres HaChitzeni. Why is it divided into two compartments and with different dinim? In other words, the first tefach of the woman of the first stomach of the behemoth
So he asks being kibes masha, and then after that only when it's mikra beruvin. So he says because the initial portion of the stomach is covered by the ribs of the behemoth. Ufishu lelbo bimkim ameitza bimtzalis achose kore lipnim v'chol shor akeres kore. In other words, because of the ribs in the chest. So covers this initial portion of the stomach. The whole shorakeres and the rest, so is not covered by the ribs of the chose. So kol masizak tinom in them is mikreso. All right. Iboiseme ki koma rav biture di misatre. So. So he says, when does Rav say that the tefal bevation, somuch likeres, zeu keres, so you see, according to the first text, so when we say tefal bevation, when Rav said tefal bevation somuch likeres, he meant the first tefach below the Veshet. If this is the Veshet, so it means the first Tefach here. Now the Rav, Gemara is saying that when Rav says Tefach Veshet, Samach Likeres, it doesn't mean below the Veshet, but it really means the lowest Tefach portion of the Veshet. So that is a din of Keres. Now, naturally, but if it has a din of Keres, you certainly couldn't check that. You couldn't check there, you can check. You can check in the Beishet. You cannot cut the keres. But here we have the cloud that the Beishet ends at the place where the villi begin to appear. So now we are saying in Sheir, in Ibul, so in Ochname, in Ibul, so the villi will appear not beneath the Beishet, but in the lowest tefach portion of the Veshet. Let's see, this is the Veshet. This is the lowest tefach portion of the Veshet. So here the villi will begin to appear, hair-like substances. Mimele, since the villi begin to appear, so it has a bit of keres already. Even though, I mean, structurally, it appears to be the extension of the esophagus, but on account of the fact that the villi begin there, So Alpidin, it is considered as a keres, even though structurally it runs as an extension of the vision. So Mimele, from this point on, you'll not be able to shecht in the book. So let's say in another behine where the villi start appearing below the vision, so then you can shecht the whole structure, tube of the vision, but Mahinke in the bull where the villi start appearing here, so then you cannot check, you can only shaft the circumference of the vision up to this point, not the lower tefach portion of the vision, because that has a din of keres already. And but suppose there is an ekef in the lower tefach, so it's still trefal with the neck of a mash. Now, with that teretz of Gemara, we can understand as to why there is a difference between the keres ha'pnimi and the keres ha'chitzeni. After all, keres ha'pnimi asher zet b'mash, keres ha'chitzeni only kabirut. Why is it so? So according to the first portion, we have to say that on account of the fact that the keres ha'pnimi is covered by the ribs of the chodzeh, of the chest, so mimele, it has a different status. But according to the second portion, so this halacha that keres ha'pnimi nikuvosim b'mashu is limited only to a bull, to a sheir. And in sheir, so the villi substance The realized substance, not appear, the hair-like substances, would not appear on the vision as a whole, but they appear on the keres. On the stomach, the hair-like substances appear. But in the bull, so they start appearing in the less tepach portion of the vision. So mele, since it has the characteristics, of the keres, some mele, it hasn't been, so, but since, so, true, it's the hair-like substances appear on it, but it runs as an extension of the veishet. Gam the veishet, we have the aloche, that the veishet hasn't been mashed. Some mele, the length of the veishet, which is not holy shkete. It's not holy shkete because it already has the villi, the hair-like substances on it. So the mele, that is the boundary line, that marks the end of the hair that is holy shkete. But it still is the extension of the vision. So that's why it has the mashal just as in the vision itself up to here. So in that the mashal would be matrifet. So the mele, the lower tefach portion also has a zet bimash in the kevod mash. The boy said, "Kiko marav itur elu misatve." All right. Kiko marav tevav veishet mikel kerev itur elu misatve shasar nesbal b'sicha veishet tefach uleilo mukim shchita habu veishet ad mikim asar ad mikim asar. Alright. Now there is a very complicated piece of Gemara now. Very complicated. Omar Rav Nachman, there are so many Gersoyes here and Pshoti. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. Tobet Aveshet Shemital Kulei Melechikosh. If the pharynx was removed, was detached from the Lechio Atachtei, the lechi atachtein from the lower jaw, so it's still kosher. Vitame tune, and the raya to this din by Shmuel, that if the pharynx was completely detached, removed from the lower jaw, it's kosher. The mishneh nita lechi atachtein kosher. Well, it's the raya. Two of the shesh nitum kan poro viki kezamon vitame tune tanmas disnipirik misayel in tunek mitam. Tanidon, nita lechi atachti kosher, vechim shenit la lechi, nechim shasimonim shebo lechi atachti, heim chaborim. Masker the Rav Pope. How can Shmuel? So Rav Pope raised the Akashi against Shmuel. How can Shmuel say that to the salvation? Shenit la kulim lechi kosher, vohiki kasimonim. Now, we learned, in the first two pokim, so we learn that there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Bahak. Actually, practically all the Rishonim agree with the Bahakshi. Rashi is kimat v'yochid. Now, one of the five psulim mishrite is Ikum. Ikum is one of the five psulim mishrite. We have Shie, Chlode, Hagrome, so Drose. And Ikum, five psulim. So there is no machlekes as to the identity of any of the four other psulim. There is no machlekes any what chlode means. Everybody agrees chlode means that if it is the sakin is concealed between one sin and the other. Everybody, there is no machlekes what rose means. Rose, everybody agrees, means that if he cut the simonim the way you cut an orange. That's what. There is no machlekes, what agrome means. There is a machlekes annoying the area, but as to the meaning of agrome, that means not in the proper area of shem. But there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Bahag, or between Rashi and all the other shem. As to the identity of Iko. Rashi says Iko, that is one of the five psui in Shkite, means Sheikh Yisakipo. In other words, if somebody uses his sack with his matches. So that's it. The other Rishayim, Bahak, Teisves, the Rosh, all Rishayim is practical. They are all Chemikan Rashi. They say, of course, if you use his sack in Bokum, so it's the Mele. But not because of the Psula Biko, because then it's no Shrita altogether. If you use his sack in Bokum. So it's Nevela because it's no Shrita. It's like Chemik Nevehim, if you use a Sakhi Kohen. But Iko, that is one of the Halacha Nation Sinai, one of the five Peslim, in Shrita is something else. What does Iko mean? That according to the Bahag and Tesves and Rach and Rambam, the Riv, everybody. So Iko means, if, let's say, one of the Simonim was Nishmat, was detached from its source at the time of the Shrita. And let's say it doesn't make any difference whether it was the semen that he cut or the other semen. Let's say the behemo, you have to cut both semen. You have to cut both semen. Suppose you cut first the gagas. The gagas. And then you cut the veishet. By the time you have to cut the veishet, so then the veishet is already detached from its source. So it's possible. So this is iku, according to all the other veishet. That iku means that it was detached from its source. Now, according to Rashi, what will happen if, let's say, you cut the behemoth, and then when you inspect it, after the Shrita, you see that at the time of the Shrita, the Simon in the Beishet of the Gagares was nekamukeni, was detached from its source. So Rashi also believed that it's also Bachir, this being. But according to Rashi, it's not one of the five Psalms of Shrita, it's Reve, like Nikepa Beishet. So if the Simon in Nekamim came on, so it's Reve. According to the Bahag, it's not Reve. It's not Reve. Suppose we know that the behemo b'chayel, so had one of the simonim, or both simonim, detached from their souls, So according to Bahag and according to most Rishayim, 3 feet is it. But la'achas shchita is nivela, because a shchita is, this is one of the things that passes the shchita. If one of the simonim was neka bishas shchita, was oko bishas shchita, so the mele, according to most Rishayim, so suppose you have a behemoth and you know the behemoth was not nishchatas yet, and but you know, let's say you know that the simonim are detached from their source, but it's living. So you can use the milk of that behemoth. There is aloche hayetzin osa osa. So if it's trade for, you cannot use the milk of a trade for. The milk of a trade for is osa. So, but the milk, according to most Rishayim, the milk of a behemoth in which the simonim are detached from their source is mutabachet. Only you cannot eat it after shchita, because shchita, the shchita will be shchita psur. But b'chayel, it's mutaz. The Ramban shchita is different. The Ramban also agrees with all the Rishayim, not with Rashi, that iko means that the simonim won't come and came. But whereas, according to all the other Rishayim, so it is not trade for b'chayel, and you're allowed to drink the milk of a behemoth in which the simonim are occurring, it's only ipsum ishchite. The Ramban says that there are two separate halachas. One halacha is that if the simon is nekam keme, whether it's the gageres or the veishet, so then it's a trade. Like any other trade, like a behemoth that has it perforated for me. It's a trade. You're not allowed to drink the milk. But then there's an extra halacha, that if the simonim became oko bishash shchite, so then the shchita is also possible. So the middle nafkemina would be, if there had been just the halacha of treife, So it would be also bachile, but it wouldn't be mitami tumas nevel. Mashenke, that we have the extra halacha, that loy dai, if the simon Morocco, so it is strengthened, but it passes the shrite, so maybe it will be mitami tumas nevel also. But most the shame achilik al Rambam. And we say that if the simon Morocco, so then it passes the shrite. But treve it is, and Michael, you are allowed to drink the milk of that baby. Now, according to Rashi, so eco means something else. Eco, the one of the five things that passes shrite, so eco there means a sucking pogo. But Rashi is made there, suppose the simon Marakoi, so it's free. Now, so when the Gemara is here, the cash, when the Gemara is here, the cash. Masu v'rav pope, v'yiki yikosimoni, if the tubets of Eish and the pharynx was nital kuchay ulechi, was nital kuchay ulechi, so that necessarily entails a loosening. If you detach the tubets of Eish from the lechi, so that necessarily involves a loosening of the organs of the simoni. So the simoni become akurim as a result of detaching the tubets of Eishe from the lech. So then they become loose. The simoni in the Eishe becomes loose. So the mele itzoko. So according to all the other Shemim, that this is one of the five psulim of Shrite, so it should involve the psul of Shrite. According to Rashi, so it should be trained. It's not one of the five psalm of Shri. Alright, we can see one. So the Gemara says, Urav Pope Kashi Masis. Urav Pope Kashi Masis. In other words, Rav Pope only has the Kashi against Shmuel, but Shmuel mentioned, deduced this Aloha and mentioned the Raya from the Mishneh, Nitlech Atachim Kosher. So let him ask against the Mishnah. How can the Mishnah say Nitlech Atachim Kosher? There is Aloha Viko, whether it's Reife or it's one of the Psalm of Shrite, but there is Aloha Viko, that if the Simonim, the Gageres or the Beishet becomes loose, is detached from its source, so then the Shrite is possible. So how can the Mishnah say that Nitlech Atachim Kosher, once you detach the Lechtiach, you remove the lechi atachtein, so it necessarily involves a loosening of the veishet. If you remove the lechi atachtein, so then the veishet becomes loose, and it becomes misnadnei. It will keep on moving. So then it should be possible because of ego. Why don't Rav Pope ask kashe against the Mishnah? So the Gemara said, Mishnah must be so Rav Pope loy kash. The Mishnah is not difficult. Because, Hodi ke rigure, Hodi ke migume, Mihilu simoni, now let's see how Rashi explains. Nita lech yatach, Yichim she nikla lech, Nichtu she asimoni she lech yatach, Tenei mechobo. Kashi must be so the kosher. No, so it's no kashi ke the Mishnah. Di ke rigure, Iko simoni, Kushenek rabeshet na lech yun na bosom. Hodi iga migumi, miilu simoni, she nitman, halechi na boso, she mutal asimoni, bin halechi da asime, la vikon, she asimoni miuru mi boso. In other words, when does it involve the psul of viko, or according to Rashi, when does it involve the treif of viko, or the psul of viko, according to Adam Shemim? That is, if the simoni are detached from the lechi, and the bosso, the flesh that is between the simoni and the lechi atach. So in other words, if the simoni become detached, not only from the lechi, but from the bosso that is between the lechi and the simoni, then it involves the psul of viko. Masheinke, when the Mishnah says nitl lechi atach and is kosher, the Mishnah has reference to the case where the lechi atachtein was detached from the simonim, and the flesh, the bosso, remained attached to the simonim. So as long as the simonim remain diure, attached to the boso, and the lechi that is on top of that boso became detached, so it's not it. In other words, if the simonim become detached from the lechi and from the boso that is between the lechi and the simoni, so then it's equal. But if the simoni together with the boso attached to the simoni become detached from the lechi, then it's kosher. Then it's not equal. So, when does it involve the psur of shchita of hiku or according to Rashi, the treifa of hiku? And when does the Mishnah say little hatachni kosher when it was just carved out? When the lechi atachte was just carved out of the simon. In other words, so he just carved out the lechi atachte and he left the simon with the boso miuren the simon intact. Yigimigume means carved out. Yigimigume, when it was carved out, it was one. Shenigma malechi, that the lechi was carved out, min aboso, shenmutal asimoni, min alechi vasimen, the labito, shasimoni morunibos, el vishmuel kash, hodrapote, the day yike yike simoni, the coma, trumets aveshe, shenitab, the mashmash, shaveshe, vate nitak, vinislashin aboso. But in Shmuel, we cannot say it, because the Lashon of Shmuel is Tumetz Aveshet Shemital Kulei Melechi. So, in other words, that means that the Veshet was Nitak and detached from the Bosa also. Yes, what?
Maybe I just know mixed up. According to Rashi, we find Igor as being Shvita with the Sadiq
Bob. Oh,
and then there's a Psuli.
But the Igor here it means something else. Means the same thing as according to all the other Rishonim. Except that according to all the other Rishonim. When Gemara said, we eat simoni, so it's Neveila because of the psul of Hiko, and according to Rashi, so it's Treife because of Hiko simoni.
Okay, so then, what Rashi calls Ikor, that Ikor, which is a Shkito of the second part, that's one of the psul of Shkito.
That's the psul of Shkito. So it's nothing to do with the Ikor here.
Okay, where's the Igor here is what's called
Simon Makur.
Simon Makur.
When the organs become loose. Right. El Shmuel Kashi, why? Because the notion of Shmuel has the connotation. That means that it was detached. The Veshe, the Tumetz Aveshet was detached even from the Bosa. So that is eco. So now let's rush our gears, which is Rashi's gears. In other words, when Shmuel says Tobit Sabeshi Shenital Kulim Lech Kosher, he doesn't mean Nital Kulei, but Tobit Sabeshi Shenital Rubin Lech Kosher. Only the Tobit Sabeshi was attached, mostly, but a newt remains attached to the Lech. Some male, it's not Oko. Oko is when it's completely detached from its source. But if it is still attachment, so then it doesn't involve the psulim. That Shmuel only says tovet zaveishet shenital rube milachi kosher, not nital kula. V'oma Rabbe v'machone omar Shmuel nisimonim shenital dulu birubo treife. So we see that even if the simonim, what is the dalgul? The dalgul means torn. That even the simonim were torn, beruba, in the major portion, in the place of juncture of attachment, so they became torn and beruba, not the kolom. So it's also treif. So it's also treif. Now you see. So So it's also clear. You see, according to Rashi, so there is no difficulty in this Gemara's Kashi. Because according to Rashi, that Ikor, that is one of the five Tzun, Shrite, means something else, means Sakipot. And Simonim Akronim, when the organs, the Simonim are torn and loose, that's trade, like any other trade. So in the Mele, we can understand very well as to why the Gemara is the Kashi against Shmuel. Because Shmuel himself says, Simonim Shemitalvu Beruban Treife, how can that be reconciled with the other member of Shmuel, the Tobes Avinshet Shemital Rubei Melechis Kosher? It's still, but according to the Avinshet, that Iko, that is one of the five Psulim Shrite, means Simon Makurim, Tom Simoni. So the question is, I mean that father don't be shame. So why does the Gemara raise the kashe? Davke against Shmuel, the Gemara could ask the kashe against everybody. Why Davke against Rav Nachman or Shmuel? Tobetz Avishet Shelita Rube Yilechim Iskosh. But that is inconsistent with other din of Shmuel, of Rav Nachman or Shmuel. Simonim Shidalgo Beruven Trei. Even, but Gemara could ask the kashe, even if Rav Nachman didn't mention that memory. But how can Rav Abba Vachone say the name of Shmuel? Simonim Shnigalko Beruben Treibe, that means it's Treibe, when that is the psu of Shrited, which is not Treibe, which is Nevela. You see, according to Rashi, there is no Kash, but according to the other Rishen, so there is a Kash, alright. So, Gomer Rav Vachon Rav Shmuel Simonim Shidalgo Berubon is Treife. So, how can Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel say that Tubetz Aveshet Shemital Rubei Melechi is Kosher? No, it's not Kosher, it's Treife. Omer Rav Sheishet Reid Rav Vite Odi Yikpal Nitule Hosom Di Yifrakit Fuke. Now let's see how what Rashi says. Di Yikpal Nitule Shemikla Mala Boso Yikmal Mubi Nikla Videmeli וקיפלו את סעבוני, אם וכפוגה, כי דבר הנקע בקיח, שנקח קמיה וקמיה, עד חובי, תעשי את המחובה, הרי מחובה ביחד. כאילו כך להפחיבו, תלי הודו, בורי, נבורת. So, the contrast, so the more in the Mascone remains, that when the Shmuel say, the two of its aveishet, is שניתן מלאך יש כושר, ומיתו בצבי יש שניתן רובי מלאך יש כושר. ניתן כולי, it's not kosher. Then it's סימון מקור. So it's right, and according to Rashi, סימון מקור is not a psu in shri. It's right, it's one of the traits. If the organs are torn. But then you ask, but סימונים של רבו באחרוני, in the name of Shmuel says, סימונים של דאודו ברובו, even if it just torn ברובו, not בקולו. It's also treife. So it all depends how it is torn. Sometimes let's say sometimes you tear the care. You sometimes you detach it mildly. You detach it mildly. So if it was detached mildly with caution, even though that's Iqbal Iqbal. In other words, he detached it from its source mildly. Behubei. And then, even though, as long as a mute remained attached, so it is kosher. It is kosher. Mashim ke, when does Rabbi Bachone say, Simonim shel Dalgo Beruben Treife, where with force he kept on tearing it, one tear here. So Mela, that means that even the mute is very loose. The mute that remains attached is also very loose. So that is it. This is how Rashi explains.
In other words, when does Shmuel say that, when does Rav Nachman or Shmuel say to the Tzaveishet, Shemitah v'ru ben lechi iskosher, v'yitzik pal ikpul, Shemikla pal agosso, ikpel pal v'nikla, v'idei melei, v'kipu es avoni, v'yivrek, when does Rabbi Bachone say in the name of Shmuel, Nidal v'ru ben treifu, when it was done in force, kidob raneka v'keach, שנקח קמיאת וקמיאת עד רובי די סימיו את המחובה אלו מחובה ביחד כאילו כך להפחיל לו הוא דולות אבו this is Rashi's plan now let's see the thesis ויהי כי היא כסימונים ופירש הכל מתחיל לבירי כמה ויהי כסימונים אבי תחיל ותאים דרך הפשיט עליי דאבת ריפה על כל כוחים אינו נתרפו ביתו בצווישת בנקל בעלמה כמו היא בבישת עצמי because who is saying that member Shmuel and Shmuel Shittin is that to the Tzavishet does not become nitref in the same shee or nekev as Vishet itself. Vishet itself, everybody admits that the nekev mashu is asazet and to the Tzavishet so Shmuel says, Yehubei, we've just said it. So the Pirush HaKuntrin Pei Kamu Mika Simon Navet Reimpe Teime Deich HaPshitol Navet Reimpe Al Kor Kochim El Nitri Po Bito Bitzavei She Neket Baal Mekin Vedei She Tatsle Ela Berube Uch Michei Neime Dinital Kule Is Ksheyo Is Dinital Kule Is Ksheyo Vichi Teime Vichi Teime In other words Vishleime Kormit Bebahak And Don't Matter Ksheyo That Iko Simoni is one of the psalm of Shchite. So we understand the Gemara's kasha. But according to Rashi, that it is Shchite, so what's the kasha of the Gemara? Why? The Gemara is making an equation between Veishet and Tumat Zaveishet. According to Shmuel, there is certainly no equation between Veishet and Tumat Zaveishet. Because Veishet itself, so, as a Dumashu, and to be a mention of the Ruben, Uchmecheli, name the little Kulik Shero, if he tame this really, do we go on Mishmita Sakakere Shitraifo? Never ends. But, Simone Makuri, there are two Simone, there are two organs, the Veshet and the Gageres, the Wimpan. So, everybody agrees that Shmuda Sakakeres is Traifo. So Mele, so just as Shmuel is a Geres is Treifo, even though a Nekev in the Geres, the Mashu doesn't ask, only if it was Berube. But a Nekev Mashu in the Geres doesn't ask, a Nekev Mashu in the Beishet ask, but a Nekev Mashu in the Geres doesn't ask. So Mele, the Gemara Skashi is, true that according to Shmuel, there is a basic distinction between the status of the Beishet and the status of the Tovetz HaBeishet. The Veshet itself asks us in the Nekev Mashu and Tumas HaVeshet only the Rube. But we see that Shmudas HaGageres is straight, even though a Nekev Mashu in HaGageres doesn't ask that. So in the same way, where it Shmudas Tumas HaVeshet, when the Tumas HaVeshet becomes attached, when the Tumas HaVeshet becomes attached, it should also be a Treifo. Just is where the Gageres becomes attached. So the Rebbe, they become shaman the Rubik Sheo, after God, the Psukes of Gageres now the Rubik Treif, that if it's severed the Rubik it's Treif, Upeir Shaloch has been with, but Upeir Shaloch has been with, for Shab, Voyi Ki Kersimoni, after God will have a Treif, and Bishmi Tezu, Mikol Mokei, Bamei Mikshar, Kim Deil, Yehet Abishkite, because you see, if we say that Simon Makori al Treife, so then we cannot equate Tumetz HaVeshet with Veshet, because we know that according to Shmuel they have a different status. Veshet even in Nekev Mashu Aseres, and Tumetz HaVeshet only the Rube. So maybe we could say true that where the Veshet itself was detached, was torn. So then, they,
When the Mishum itself is torn, so then it's treifet. But when the Tumas HaReishet, when the pharynx is torn, is loose, then it's not treifet. It's not treifet. Mashim can call it the Bahak. So even when the Veishet is torn, is detached, is loose, it's not treifet. But it's only Aloche. The Shchite is not effective. It's a Tzur Shchite. If the organs are torn, are loose, so in Mele, we understand as to why the Gemara makes an equation between the Tumas HaReishet and the Veishet. Even though they have different statuses. I mean, it's not the same status, but what's the aloha? When the Veishet is loose, when the Veishet is torn, is detached from its place. So then, the Shchite is possible. Of course, it's Aloha Mishim Sinai. But the Pshat in Aloha Mishim Sinai is because if the Veishet is loose, so then at the time of the Shchite, so the Simonim keeps on moving. So that's why it passes. So mainly it's the Shchite is possible even though he'll hold it in his hand and he'll have no difficulty in cutting it. But that's the Aloha. So in other words, since as a result of the Veishet being detached from its source, so the Veishet is loose, it keeps on moving, so the Mele, the Shchita is possible. So the Mele, we make an equation. Because not only the Veishet itself is detached from its source, so then the Veishet is loose. But even if the Veishet itself is not detached from its source, just the pharynx is detached from its source, so that will affect the stability of the Veishet too. And the Veishet will keep on moving. So the Mele is possible. So he says, לפי המת של תיק של הרב ובאחר לגופה די טריפה ובאוכה אם כמהו איקו דיקיימו לו להב הטריפו שיש את המאות ואין that's what I mentioned according to Rashi we have no difficulty it's why the Gemara is asking the Kasha only against Rav Nachman of Shmuel otherwise there is no difficulty but according to the Bahan the Gemara could ask the Kasha according to everybody never mind Rav Nachman's thing suppose Rav Nachman didn't say his thing but Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel says, Nisimonim Shindalku Rubin Treve, so that presents a difficulty. Rabbi Bachonis Din presents a difficulty. So, Rabbi Bachonis says, it's Treve, but this is not Treve, this is ego. According to the Ramban, there is no occasion. Because according to Ramban, they are both halachas. When I look at it, it's treife and also there is ego. Alright. Umiyu, svorim digas, and ikore loikashye, ho, di inkabakube, ho, di daugelikule. Now, if you want to know what kind of geso is that, one Gersa is the Gersa that we have in our text, which is Rashi's Gersa. But then, the Hakoyes Sabach mentions the other Gersa that Rashi mentioned. Now, so there are certain kashes, the new kashes that appear according to the other Gersa. Now it's in the Hakoyes Sabach. So the Gemara says, so the first is the same. The Gemara says, הוא רק פה בקשי בסליס נקרא תחתיקו שהבישו מסליס רק פה בקשי הודעה כריקורי הודיעי גם מגום מילוי סמוני אלו לשמור קשי לא אינתי מקורי אלו אין מרוב אורא so then the Abu Sabach says אלו אין מרוב ואומר שמואל תר בצלבי שברוב we don't have that קשי but Abu Sabach has it אלו אין זה אבא גרסה ואומר שמואל תרבצבי שברובי so the question is how can Rav Nachman say that תרבצבי שניתר מרובי מלאכת
is kosher, but you know himself says the Talmud Tzaveishe passes the moment. It doesn't pass the moment.
There's no cash. When Shmuel says, what does he have reference to? He has reference to a case where it was perforated. So then it's fine. If the Torah salvation in the Pharaohs was perforated, so it's fine. And when Rav Nachman Shmuel says, Trumpets are being said to meet Dalai Rubin Melechi Kosher. He doesn't have reference, he doesn't discuss with the case where it was perforated by Rubin, where it was detached by Rubin from the Lechi. From the Lechi. So as long as a little bit remained attached to the Lechi, so it's Kosher. So, the accurate word, Rav Nachman's deen of Trumpets are being said to Rubin, Milachim Skosha has referenced the case where it was detached after it blew. And Shmuel's din of Tobetzah Beishet Berubeh is the Inkevikube where it was perforated. It's two separate things. I mean, it's Skosha. Now then, the Gemara asks another question. The Omar Rabbe Babachone Omar Shmuel. That's the kasha that is now a text. Now, how can you say that? How can Rav Nachman say that simonim that is accurate pulling? If the simonim, if the Torah Zaveishe was detached, not perforated, but detached, berubin, at the juncture from the left, so it's kosher. But Shmuel, Rabbi Bachonom, Shmuel says, if it was stone, that's what a stone means, Galdu. Detached. Berubon, so it's right. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Bachonom's din of Nidalu, Berubon, that it's straight as reference to the case where with force, in a traumatic way, forcefully, it was detached. Not cautiously, mildly. So, in other words, when Rav Nachman says that when the Torah Tzavishet is detached by Rubei, it's kosher, he has referenced to the case where it was done mildly. Mashein kei, so if you do it cautiously and mildly, even though you detached it by Rubei, so it's not a barrier, so it can be cured. Mashein kei, Rabbi Bachonen, he says, Simonim Shenidalku, the Ruben is sleeping when it was done with force and in a traumatic way. So then it's not on the body, so then it's clear. Then it's clear. Now this is David Yosef. So Tayyus says, Umiyu sporing the gals and the gore. Loikashi. So he says, Loikashi. So the Maram. And then the Shimon Kovetzes also mentions that the same thing. Kach motzosi muga b'teis fiksaviyat. Umiyu lisvorim digar semikore. Loi kashi. Hodiim kebikube. Hodiim dugdala dota. So in other words, Teisves is now referring to the same kind of gilsa that the Bach mentions, but with one slight change. Whereas in the Bach's gilsa, now, the Teretz, and the kashya of Gemara is, and the kashya of Homa Shmuel Tobetz Aveshen Derubei. So the Teretz is, Ho di ikbelik pule, Ho di inkebikube. So in that girl self taste, so it's not Ho di ikbelik pule, Ho di inkebikube, but Ho di inkebikube, Ho di adalgali dulta. Not ikbelik pule, but Ho di inkebikube. The adult will do it. In other words, loikashi. Ho, in parentheses here it's written ikvamik pule. But maram mochakeze. And instead it should be written ho di inkabik kube, vi ho the adult will do it. Now what does it mean? Now the kashi is the same. Vohoma Shmuel. So what did Gemara say? Rav Nachman or Shmuel doesn't say into Tabbos Aveishin to Kol Melechi Kosher, but Tabbos Aveishin to Rubei Melechi Kosher. So the Gemara says Kasher, Rav Shmuel Tabbos Aveishin to Rubei.
that if there is a neker berubei, so it asserts, so how can Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel say that even if it was detached, berubei, so it's kosher, what he says, berubei v'chol apocha Shmuel is made it, a neker berubei asserts, so the Gemara says, loy kashi, ho di inke bin kube, in other words, that when Shmuel says, Tobes Areshe Berubei, he has reference to the case where there was a population of spears Berubei. In Kibikube, there was an echo Berubei. So then it's also. And ho, when Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel says, Tobes Areshe, She Nita Berubei, Melechi Kosher, he has reference to the case of Idalda Lutulda. Idalda Lutulda. In other words, it was just torn away, detached, not naked. So then it's kosher only if it was torn away, detached completely from in the attachment. But for only Berubei, it's kosher. Oh. So, umil yisvor enigal, seniko loy kasher. And the kasher of the Gemara. And the first kasher of the Gemara. Vioma Shmuel, to the salvation of Berubei. So loy kasher. Ho di inka mikube. Ho dal 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 What is Tesis trying to explain? Tesis was bothered according to Alochas Davis and all the Rishayim who say that Iko Simonim is not trade. Iko Simonim is a psul shchita, but trade fits not. And Michayor, you're allowed to drink the milk of that behemoth that has Simonim Akurim. So why is the Gemara masik against Rav Nachman and Shmuel? The Gemara could ask against everybody. Against Shmuel himself. Shmuel says Simonim Shidalbu Beruven Treve. How Treve? That's a special halacha in the Sinai. And if it's Treve, why do we have to resort to it? So it's Treve. It's not, there is no, but it's not Ipsum Shchide. So this is what is difficult. So he says, Muse for the Gals and Nicole and Kash. Hodin Kabukuba, the Albert Bukale, Yishlim, Ashi, the Yamak, Shinkin, Mosik, Upsei, the Rabba Hone, Aire, the Ifrak, Afukin Kayak, Kamia, the Hadrebo, the Havatrake, Vikasimon, the Havatrake, but it is only the Shriti is possible, but Bechayel. So it's the behavior is mutar, the whole of his mutar. So that has reference to the case of the Akilat Pule, Binachas, Malabos, so that was according to this Gersi. So then we can answer that Kashi. The reason is why the Gemara here has the Kashi. Big, warm, Arab, Bachon, and Oshmuel. Simonim, Shelidal, the Lugarub, and Treve. So how can Rab Nachman, in the name of Shmuel, say that where the Torah salvation is little Ruben Lechi. So it's kosher when Rabbi Bachon in the name of Shmuel says that it's Trein, and the Gemara doesn't ask. How can we say Trein, but it's, or how can we say that, how can we say it's Trein, but that is not Trein, that is only involves Ipsum and Shrite, but Bechayero it's Ksheiro. Why doesn't the Gemara ask that? The answer is, because the Gemara, this Makshe, who asked the Kashe, the Omer Rabbi Bachon and Mashmuel, Simon Shadal for Ruben Treife, so he knew the tablets of the Gemara, that when do we say that it's Treife only when it was torn away and forcefully, traumatically, so then it cannot even be Hadrebo, it cannot even be cured, it was torn away, you know, with one act. So, not mildly. So, Mimele, then it's like Mashain came, if it was torn away, mildly, with caution, slowly, not with the trauma, not forcefully and traumatically, then it's not like, but then it's Kero. But, you cannot check. But the Chayel. So, that's why the Gemara only asked, So it's inconsistent with Rav Nachman and Mashmuel, the Torah Tzavishen, Shemitol Ruben Lechi is kosher. But the Gemara doesn't ask against everybody, because it's not difficult. The reason is why Shmuel says Reven, because Shmuel has reference to the case where it was done forcefully,
then it's Reife. Mashinke, when is a tikkur? Not Reife, when it was done mildly and cautiously. Oh, so what is the kashe? So what is the kashe, Monefshech? If the Gemara knew, if the Maksh knew that Shmuel Abba Bachon's din has reference to the case when it was done dramatically and forcefully, so he had no kashe against Rav Nachman either. And this is really the territory of the Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? No, there is no kashe. There is no kashe against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is reference to the case of Ashraf Kule, where it was detached cautiously, slowly, mildly, lightly. And Rabbi Bachonel, he says, Simon Shidalt in the Ruben Yisraife, has referenced the case where he did it forcefully. So why did he ask? Monefshech. Since the Maksh knew that Shmuel's din has referenced the case where it was done forcefully, so he had no kashe against Rabbi Nachman either. And this is what we want to do the tenet. So why did the Maksh ask? The answer is, if we are givers in the Teretz on the first kashe, loy kashe, ho di inkabikuve, ho di adalgalipule, so that means that when Shmuel says, to the salvation of Yehuda is trained, he has referenced the case of inkabikuve. And when Shmuel says, to the salvation of Yehuda ilach is kosher, he has referenced the case of adalgalipule. So why Kloshi does... So what washing did Gemara use? Idalgalipule. Now, and that's the same washing that Rabbi Bachone uses. Simonim shel idalgalu berubon. So Monefshech, if Rabbi Bachone has reference to a case where it was detached forcefully, because, and he uses the washing idalgalu. So here, when the Gemara uses the washing idalgalipule, also has reference to the case where it was done forcefully. So Mele, so how is it that Rabbi Bachon of Shmuel says that it's safe when it's done forcefully? And Rabbi Nachman of Shmuel says it's Kshayo. Umikomo kipoch midildo the Rabbi Bachon, our shul dildo she's from Taritz. The reason unfortunately, the dildo shall mardi, any shiki shall Rabbi Bachon. Any Rabbi Bachon. Abo, we swore in the Galse, Bosa, the Oma Shmuel, the Rubei, Loi Kashi. Hod the Inkabikube, hod the Akhlakpure, that's the Gilse that the Bach mentions, kosher. Because Monefshech, if the Makshi knew that Abba Bachon's Din of Simon Shital for Ruben Trevor has referenced the case where it was torn away forcefully, dramatically, with one act, so it's very hard for Bobby. So Mele, he had no kashe against, and because of that, he didn't ask against everybody, and he didn't ask the kashe. How is it that we say Ikos Monim is Ksheiro but Mechayel, but only if the Shchita is possible? The Shchita is possible, but it's straight from Mechayel because the Maksh knew that when we say the Dalgul the Ruben is straight for only when it's done forcefully, and when we say it's not straight but only the Shchita is not effective, that is when it's done slowly, mildly, cautiously. So Mele, so you have no kashe against Ramach Mila, and that is really the terror that the Gemara gives. So he says, Koshe, Vichay Koshe, Mipirush Ram Mechanane, Dimforesh, the Africa Koke, Shenifredu Hasimonim Zemize, Shenifredu Hasimonim Zemize. Now, Rav Mechanane apparently had Gilse, the same Gilse that Tesis mentioned, in other words, when the Gemara says, El Mishmul Kashye, Loite Mikul El Emeru, Viomar, Rabbe Babachon, Nadal, Viomar, Shmuel, Tobzadeshet, Viruben. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, Hodi, Kepikube, Hodi, Adalmoid. So then the Gemara has the Kashye, Viomar, Rabbe Babachon, Omar Shmuel, Simonim Shinital Viruben, Treife, Omar Rav Shishe, Brei Dravide, Hosom, the Africa Fruke. And but how does he explain Africa Fruke? Not the way Tesis explained Africa Fruke, that it means it was done forcefully, traumatically. But Africa Fruke, in other words, Simonim Shindal Beruben Trefe, the Rach wasn't even Geres. Hod Hik Plak Pule, Hosom the Africa Fruke. Just, Hosom the Africa Fruke. Igor probably is not even mentioned at the end of the Gemara. So in other words, Afgafuke means this din of Chaver Vachomer Mashmuel Simonim Shidal from the Ruben Chayipe has reference to the case where the Simonim, we have two Simonim that have to be Nishmet, the Gargeras and the Vashem, and the Gargeras and the Vashem are attached to each other. So suppose before the Shchitin, so the Gargeras became detached from the Vashem. The Gargeras itself remained attached to its source. The Vashem itself remained attached to its source, but the attachment between the Gargeras and the Vashem, so that was severed. That attachment was severed. The cohesion that naturally exists between the Gargeras and the Vashem, so that was separated. That was severed. So then it's right. Then it's right. So he says, וחיים כושר לפירוש חנמת דבפורש דאפריקה הפרוקה שנפרידה הסימונים זה מזה לכלי מימה שהמק שלו יודע אמס. You see, if we say that the pshat in Africa Afrika means it was detached forcefully, so mele, we say the mak shlo yedea emes. But if Africa Afrika doesn't mean it was done forcefully, so the Gemara doesn't mention the distinction between a tearing away of the organs mildly and the tearing away of the organs forcefully from battle. The Gemara doesn't even mention according to the Rashi. That's only if we accept the pshat as Afrika Afrika means where it was detached forcefully. But according to the Rach, Afrika Afrika means one semen was separated from the other semen. Doesn't mean, but whether you separate it forcefully, cautiously, mildly, doesn't make any difference according to the Rach. So the Gemara doesn't even mention this distinction between a forceful detachment and a cautious detachment. That no one mentions it. So then, in the Kolfarach, the Kasha of the Gemara, so the Kasha against the Gemara is wider, according to the Bahakshite, that he goes, is not Reifin. But he means that the Shchite is not effective, but Reifin it isn't. So why is the Gemara so indignant against Rav Nachman? Because it's inconsistent with Rabbi Bachone or Bashmuel's Deen or Shmuel's Deen. The Gemara should have the cash against everybody. How can Shmuel say, Simon Shetalmud Ruben Treve? But it's not Treve, we know the Treve, it's not, it's Kshero. It's only the Shrive is not Treve. So he said, ובכן קושי, בפירוש של המכנן ומפורש דאף וכך חוקי, שנתחיל לסמון עם זה מזה, לפני נימה שהמק שלי יודע אמס, דין גילה על פורך מידי, ויש רימה, וכי פורך מרבב מאחונה, הבא מצלמי מהו תמך, תיק שלו, מרבב מאחונה גופה, יתריפה, והיא כסמון יהיה חמש כך עשו. זה איך נאמר, סותי שזה, זה קורת לרח, אני קורת לגירסה, קורת לגירסה, זה לבח מנשיס, הולי אקפי, אקפי, ולהודיעים כבינקובה, So then, the Gemara could have said, "Itamecha, why do you ask only against Rav Nachman?" But according to the Teretz of the Gemara, there is no kasha, because according to the Teretz of the Gemara, when do we say that it's ikosimonim when it's done mildly? I mean, that is, if we are gerais, the bas gerais. And so then there is no kasha, because when is it not reife, but it's only the shchit is not meir. The shchit is not meir. That is, if the simonim were detached mildly. So then it is not reife, even if all the simonim were completely detached. But if it was done mildly and cautiously, you just detached the simonim from the rechim yatachte, it's not right. But shchit will not be made. That's it. And when we say that it's fair, if he detached it forcefully, so then it's fair, even he didn't detach it completely. Just the woman. So that's the woman. So in other words, according to Tainsless, So we have several situations. If the simonim are detached from the source, only the way, and there is a slight attachment remains, and the detachment, it becomes torn away from its source, in a mild, cautious way, in a very careful way, so then, and it's not, and only the rube, not completely, so then it's kosher lagam. Then it's kosher lagam. It doesn't, so, only the rube, then it's kosher lagam. If it is completely detached from the source, but mildly, slowly, then it's not clean. But then shchita is not made. Then it involves the psul of it. And if it is torn away from the source with force, with one act, so then it's straight. Not only if it is torn away completely, even if it's torn away the rube, but forcefully, and the mute remains attached, but on account of the fact that it was done traumatically and forcefully, so the male is very hard to bore, he's so instant. So, if it is done forcefully, even if it is done just the rube, not completely, so it's safe much. If it is done slowly and mildly, cautiously, and just the rube, so it's cautiously done. But if it is done away slowly, mildly, cautiously, completely, trade, it isn't, but shevo it isn't either. Then it involves the psul of it. Now, that's according to Tesis. According to the Rav, so there is no such distinction whether you detach it forcefully or... I mean, that's a very strange distinction. We don't find it in respect to anything else. So according to the Rav, it doesn't make any difference how you detach it, whether you do it with force or you do it cautiously. It doesn't make any difference. But if you detach one semen from the other, then it's right. If the cohesion between the gargeres and the veishim remains intact, but the detachment is from the source, so then treife it isn't, but it involves the psulamim. Now, we have to finish now. Now, the Rambam, mentioned the halachas of Ikro in three places. First, in Peregimu Milcha Shrit Halacha Yudal, Ikro Ketza, Kim Shenetcho Ad Ageres V'yakone V'yaveshet V'yishmat Echot Mehem V'yishneyem Kilim V'mar Shrit. That's one place. Then he also mentions it second time in Perikhes. Perikhes, Yilcheshkit Halocha of Gimu. Lech Yoelin Shemital Trevi, Avon Mital Atachde, Kin Shemit Mam. Ad mikima simoni, v'loi neka, hariz v'teres. The Rambam means here the Rosh nigmam ad mikima simoni, v'loi neka. So apparently, that's the Rambam's pshat in hodiika kore, hodiigim gume. I mean, he uses the same word, igim gume. But what does Rambam mean? It's not clear, very obscure. Avo nita la tachte, v'lechess mi hashrite, halocha chol gimu. Avo nita la tachte, כי שנגמר מדמיקים הסימונים ולא ינקרו הרי זה מוטרס. הרי זה מוטרס. הרי זה מוטרס. Now then, he mentions, he discusses this thing also in פרקטס מלכה שחיתה, הלוך החופה לו.
סימונים שנדלדלו רובו, טריף, ואפילו שלוי מחמס נפילות, וכן נזכתו, שהלנהויים נשחיתו, אבל מספרי טריף תרבוץ אביב שתמלכי, הרי זה מטרס שנתרבוץ רואו נשחית משפר. Now, there is a very long בסיוסף, when we learned Yilcha Shechita, even though we went over every tool and we discussed every important Besyosef and Yilcha Shechita, but that I omitted because I felt that it will take up too much time. But actually, you should go over that Besyosef in the Simen in Yilcha Shechita. In Simach of Dalet, the portion that deals with Iku. So the Besyosef that starts on Dachlam Gimel of Dalet, the paragraph at the bottom, and continues up to the end of Amud Beis. So he discusses the Shitas Rambam, because the Shitas Rambam is very complicated. Now, the way the Besyosef explains the Rambam, everything is very reasonable in the Besyosef explanation of the Rambam, except one point that Rabbi Yosef says in the Rambam that is very strange, very strange. So, in other words, there seems to be an inconsistency in the Rambam, because in one place he mentions it as Iko, as something that passes through. In another place he mentions it as Treif. So the question is, according to the Rambam, when is it Treif and when is it Ibal? So according to the Rachmina, If there is a detachment between one simon and the other, then it's right. And it's not full of the shkita, but it's right like a perforated rod, the same way. And it's mutaris, not mitaris. The shkita is mitaris, and it's mitaris. But if it's detached from its source, so then it's right, it isn't. But the shkita is possible. So, on one hand, it's bachamu, because it means that after the shrute, it's in mitam to Mr. Bele, whereas if the detachment is between one simon and the other, so it's mitam to Mr. Bele. On the other hand, there is an aspect of kumar, because b'chayeo, it's the whole of his mitam b'achir, except according to the Rambam, who says that there are both halachas. In other words, according to the Rambam, so there are two halachas in respect to ikosimonim. One halacha is, it's one of the treifes. If the simonim are detached from the soul, so it's a treif, like any other treif. But then there's another halacha, a viko, that it passes the shri. Yeah. How is it, what is the Rambam shite? So the Bessi Yosef said as follows. When the Rambam says in Peri Gimum Milcha Shrite, Peri Gimum Halacha Yudala, Iko Ketzat, Higin Shenekro, Hagar Geres Fiyah, Konei Uyaveishin, Yishmat Echad Mehen, or Yishneim Kirin Mar Shchite. So the Rambam is referenced in the case where it was detached from its source. So where it is detached from its source, so then it's Reif, it isn't. But the Shchite is possible, and B'chayyo, the Cholo of Izmuta. Then, when the Rambam says, in Kerek, test, מיוחד שחית, הלוך החבל, סימונים שנדלגו לרובון טריפה, ואפילו שאולי מאחמס נפילה. So here the Rambam means the same thing that the Rach expresses, because that's the Rach's pshat, and the Rambam usually follows the shita of the Rach. So the Rach pshat מלמור, סימון שנדלגו לרובון טריפה, the Africa fruke. So how does the Rach explain Africa fruke? Also the Africa fruke, that there was a severance in the cohesion that exists naturally between the Gageres and the Veishes. So that's Treif. But it's not Ipsum Meshchit. The Rosh Rambam is like this. In the Tzim Meshchit Allah Chabal. Simonim Shindal Tehu Ban Treif, Vachu Shroi Machnifu. V'chein im Niskaplu, Shari Yeinu Nuhuyin, Lishchit. V'chein im Niskaplu, Shari Yeinu Lishchit. So in other words, so the first thing Simonim Shindal Tehu Ban Treif means, where the one simen was separated from the other, but there was no detachment in each simen from its source. Then the other thing,
wir können in Skaplo schauen, in Ruhe und Schritte, ich würde es sehen, wir können in Skaplo eintreten. But he says, wir können in Skaplo schauen, in Ruhe und Schritte. That's the Psalmico. But if it is, now, the Lord Hashem, when he's really coming to Yosef, he says, how is it conceivable? I mean, but that's no Kashi, don't present any Kashi altogether. I don't know why Lord Hashem, he mentions it against the Rambam, when he could have asked, he could have directed himself against all the Rishayim, against the Rachtu. So he said, how is it possible that the detachment between one sin and the other is more homo than a detachment from its source? I mean, why? There are no scores here. It's a question of exercise of Allah HaMishim Sinai, of Trefes, and what is Ipsul Yishchite. They're not presented in Kashi. But this is how the Mishyosef, explains it. V'chein Niskaplu Shalom Ruhi Yishchite means where it was detached from its source. Not one simen from the other. So there it's not Trefe, then it's the Ipsul Yishchite, in a Ruhi Yishchite. Everything fits the Rosh Hashanah. But there is one thing that Rabbi Yosef says that is very strange. Avon mispareg reiv tov metzaveishe min alechi hareizu teres she'ein hatar betzrolu mishchite kmo ishe bi'arno. So he says, so in the Yosef explains, Aval Nisparik Reif Tobetz Aveshet, Reif Tobetz Aveshet, Min Alechim, Harizim Teres, Shein, Aval Nisparik Reif Tobetz Aveshet, Min Alechim, Harizim Teres, Shein Atar Betzol, Shein Kimish Ba'amu. So the Rambam emphasizes here only if it was detached the Rubin, but if it would detach the Kulei, so then it's not Mitaras, but not Trefe, but because of Bikur. So far so good. The only difficulty in the Bais Yosef's explanation of the Rambam is when he explains the Rambam in Perkhes Milcheshrite, Halacha Chodim, Lech Yoheli Shemitol Trefe, Avol Nital Atachtem, Kin Shemit Mamad Mikim Asimonim, V'lo inekru harei ze muteres. Harei ze muteres. So then he has the kashe. He's here, he doesn't say, avo nito la tachten, ken shenitma beruben. He says, avo nito la tachten, ken shenitma madmikim asimonim. V'lo inekru harei ze muteres. So it's mashma ibu mikule. So that's his theory. Because then it should be equal. And so it's inconsistent with what the Rambam says in Perek Tes Mereshkite, Haloche Chopale, Avo in Nisparei Kriv Tarbe Tzaveishet Min Alechi, Hariz Mutere Shina Tarbe Tzrol Nishkite Kmo Yishviyam. So he emphasizes only in Nisparei Kriv Tarbe Tzaveishet, the implication being that if Nisparei Kol Tarbe Tzaveishet Min Alechi, so it's not Mutere. Why? Because then it will involve the Psalmico. It will sound so big, or Treif it will not be. But here he says, in Perikhes, Milcheshchit Arlochechom Gimu, Avol in Nita Latachtein, Ki in Shemit Mamad Mekim Asimonim, Veloi Nekho, Harei Zimuteres. So it's Mashma, even if it was detached completely, it's still Muteres, so it's a Stireh. So as a matter of fact, the Bais Yosef, everything that Bais Yosef says is Kimin Chayma. And as far as this apparent inconsistency, could easily say that when the Rambam says in Perikhes Milcheshchite, Haloche Chavdumu, Lechi El Yishnito Treife, Avonit La'atachtein Kin Shemigman, Ad Mikim Asimonim, V'loi Nekru, so what does he mean V'loi Nekru? In other words, he carved out, but he left a slight attachment. He only carved out. So in other words, so that's not detached completely. He carved out.
And the loy nekhu, what do you mean loy nekhu? He didn't become torn completely. So that's, again, the Rubin. This is how he could have explained it. But the Bishyosef doesn't explain it that way. The Bishyosef, that's the one point that is very strange in the Bishyosef. So the Bishyosef says, when the Rambam says in Perikas Mechashrit Allah Chab Gimul, Avol, in Mikal Atachten, Kirin Shenigma, Ad Mekim Asimon Uwe Nekro, Hariz Mitzeres means, even if it was detached completely, why does he say that at all? He uses the Lashon Veloy Nekro. But he assumes, so even if it was detached completely, but then it should involve the Psul of Iko. So the Bishyosef makes a distinction. How he is Iker, whether he detaches his Iker, the Simonim from the Lechi, or he is Iker the Lechi from the Simonim. Why should it make a difference? Very strange. So, you can see it. Dach Lamed Gimel. It has Chavdalet, Simon Chavdalet Mul Cheshchiti, the Bishyosef. Dach Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Dach Chav Gimel Amid Beis. And he says, one second. That's about the 19th or the 20th line from the end of the Omid, that from Gimel Beis. V'hayne davke umiu b'nispar kulei hayne iku. V'chim nitu betz kulei nekam nalechi yev shashol nekh v'asimonim kibchibuam b'lechatzabu. V'hayne davke kishyochas asimonim v'yokhom yalechi. Aval ochas b'lechi v'yokhom asimonim afilu kulei ksheho. When do we say that it involves the psul of Iku, that is when he grabs the simoni and he's eker them from the lechi. But suppose he grabs the lechi and he's eker from the simoni, then it's not Iku. I mean, after all, the net result is the same. V'ayne dar kishyochan ha-simoni v'yokom le'alechi, avon ochaz bilechi v'yokrei me'asimonim afilu kulikshe. It doesn't involve. In other words, let's say if the lechi is here, let's say if this is the simon and here is the lechi, so if I grab it like this from the lechi, then it involves the psul of Iko. But if he does it like this, he doesn't involve. I mean, does it make sense? What difference does it make how he does it, and why does he say that? Why did he say you should go over the whole Bishyosef? Why did he say that? So he says that because of the Lashon HaRambam. V'zehu shekosa b'perik ches nital alechi atachte ken shenigma ad mikim asimoni v'lo yinekhu kelema shenital alechi v'asimoni lo yishenekhu asimoni me'alechi kshe. Lo yishenekhu asimoni kshe. So he was mitayif from Lashon HaRambam. But as far as that Lashon HaRambam is concerned, as I mentioned before, we could say that when the Rambam says in Perek Ches Halacha Chav Gimel, Avon mital hatachtei kin shenigma mad mikim asimonim. Nigma means carved out. So it means he left. It's like attachment. He just carved it out. But he left this like attachment. So that's what... So why was the Bishyosef not say that? Because if the Bishyosef had meant that it was nital berubei, he should have said berubei. He says that avu nital atachten kishenik mamad mikim asimonim v'loinek kwarizmitat. So he makes that distinction. Of course, the Aruch HaShulchan says it doesn't make sense. And superficially it appears not to make sense. That's in Simach of Dalit, Noach HaShulchan, paragraph 1a. Oy kosher, ze shi mis vayer bin spare krif tubetz me alech. Kosher, av mis spare kol le hayn ik simonim. Bin im goyim mis khite zeu ki sho khas simonim, vi ok kol me alech. Av lo khas do lech vi ok kol simonim. Af lo kol ik shiro, vi zeu shi kosher bin fer khas. Ni ta lech ya tacht. Vi zeu va de teime. Rabo se iz es vor ni shi khal bin zelaze. U khvor hisi kol kha madan shiom te bin fer. Fer gim. I mean, but it's not. It doesn't even make sense. I looked over Dr. Katzenelson's book, HaTalmud B'Chochma Safura. Dr. Katzenelson was a Talmud of Beza Telza. And then he went to Germany and he studied medicine. And Beza Telza was very mechabed. It's a wonderful sefer. It should be translated into English. I suggested to a certain doctor, Dr. Fred Rasner, that he should translate it into English. It would be a great contribution. Now he discusses this Gemara. Dr. Katzenelson, you see that. And he doesn't discuss the Bishyosef. He doesn't mention the Bishyosef. But from what he describes, from what he says, I get the impression, I mean, I'm not a doctor, and I don't know, I mean, but I get the impression that the reason is why the Bishyosef, he doesn't even mention the Bishyosef. But he discusses the Gemara. So it seems to me that what Bis Yosef says does make sense. It's not him, it's just saying Amina. Because superficially it appears it doesn't even make sense. What difference does it make how you do it? Whether you approach it from one end or you approach it from the other. The net result is the same. But it seems like this. Actually, the simonim, that's what he says. The simonim are not even joined to the tombs of Ishi, to the parents. But the simonim, the gargaret, the benchet, so is attached to the tzavo through certain kumim, the tzavo. It's attached. And the only reason is why, and when does it involve the din of Iko? It involves the din of Iko only when it becomes attached, detached from its source. When it becomes detached from its source. So, you can simply detach it from its source, tear it away from its source. Then it will involve the psul of Iko. But when you detach the Torah of Eishet from the Lechi, then you don't detach the organs from its source. But so that's why if you just detach the Tumas Avishim from the Lechi Behube, so then it does not necessarily entail a loosening of the a detachment of the organs from the source. But when you detach the pharynx completely from the Lechi, from the lower jaw, then it necessarily entails a tearing away of the organs from its source. So probably what the Bis Yosef means, it all depends how you do it. If you grab a hold of the simonim and you start tearing it away, so the from the lechim, the tubits of Eishet, so if you grab the tubits of Eishet and you start tearing it away from the lower jaw, then it will necessarily involve such a traumatic tearing in the area that the simonim themselves will necessarily be detached from the source. Then it will involve ecosimonim. But if you do it the other way, so I suppose it's possible to tear away the lower jaw from the pharynx without entailing a tearing away of the organs from its own.